Okay, let's go. Okay, so the Gemara set up yesterday. The basic question: does our Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says lo yitain? Does that mean lo yarzir, not to return it on Shabbos, but shehiyah, meaning putting it down on erev Shabbos? I don't need anything. The Mishnah's Chananya. As long as the pot reached Michael Ben Russo, you can put it down. You don't need any guf or ktumah. For Chazori, any guf or ktumah. Or does the Mishnah, when it says lo yitain, mean you can't make shehiyah without guf or ktumah? That's the basic question. Now I'm going to try and figure it out. So we went yesterday about 10 lines down. Excuse me. We're up to Toshma. Toshma. Omar Abchelbo, Omar Abchama Baguria, Omar Rav. Lo yishonu. This that we said in the Mishnah, that it's mut, meaning once you make it gruv for ktumo, right, either take the coals out, you cover the coals with something. So we explained yesterday, al gabo means you put the pot either on top, on the lip, or you put a grate across. Toicha means you put it into the kira. Now obviously, into the kira, there's more heat there, and you're in the, you're right by the fire source. So what it says like this, interesting thing. If you're going to learn the Mishnah Lahar Zitnan, meaning we're discussing in the Mishnah Chazor, and we're saying in order to make Chazor, I mean to put the pot back on Shabbos, you need Ruf or Ketumah. Then the Gemara says, I understand. Hainu Deshoni Ben Toicho La'al Gabo. Then I can understand that Toicho should be Mochomor, and I shouldn't allow Toicho even be Ruf or Ketumah. We'll explain in 1 second. If the Mishnah means putting it down on Erev Shabbos, and it's telling me you can't put it down on Erev Shabbos unless you have a blech, have gufa tumah, mali toicha, mali al gaba, what difference does it make? What does it more mean? It's like this. What's our problem with shehiyah? Maybe you're fooling around with the gecholim, right? Yishem yechat the gecholim. You make gufa tumah, we're not afraid for that anymore. You move them to the side, you cover it up, it shows you're not interested. Okay. So then, what's the difference if you put it on top or you put it inside? Our problem is you may come to touch the gechol. You did what you had to do to remind you not to touch the gechol. In Chazorah, though, they all point out in Chazorah, we have another problem. Since Chazorah happens on Shabbos, besides Chita B'Gecholim, there's also a problem with the Rishonim called Merzekim Avash. It looks like cooking. You're putting a pot down on a fire on Shabbos. This, says the Gemara, I can hear a difference. That even if you make a gruf or ketumah, I'll allow you to put it on top. But to put it in the oven with nafish havli, what they call, where there's a lot of heat, she says a losha somewhere, nafish havli, a lot of heat, that looks more like merzekim avashel. Someone says, if you're talking about chazor in the Mishnah, I can hear a difference. That you'll say it's only mutter on top, but not in the oven. With everything, that looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. If you're talking Erev Shabbos, there's no looking like cooking, it's Erev Shabbos. You promised Chitav Gecholim, so you did what you got to do. What difference you put on top? You put it on the bottom. That's the Gemara's question. Now, so the Gemara says, if the Mishnah meant Lishois Tanan, so he's talking about Shehiyah, it shouldn't make a difference. If it's Lahal Zetan, I understand it's a right, and Mishnah's talking Lahal Zetan. Zeg the Gemara, no. Even if you say the Mishnah is Lishois Tanan, but the Seif of the Mishnah still discusses Chazorah. Beishamai says Noitlan Avalom Arzirin, Beisilom and Ach Marzirin. So even if you say the Mishnah is Lishois Tanan, Reb Chelbo is not talking about the Reish. He's not speaking about the Het of Shia. There it makes no difference. But the end of the Mishnah that said Beisilom said you can make Chazorah, he's limiting that on top and not inside. So either way you go, it's the same thing. On that, Reb Chelbo said, this that Beisilil allows. Marzirin with Guf Ketumah is El Al Gabo V'Toicha Osa. Okay. Okay, the next piece, a little bit, it's not harsh, it's like a little, you got to remember the cases here. Let's see. Again, let's just remember our mission. In our mission, it said, Beishamai allowed Chamin but not Tavshil. Beisilil allowed Chamin v'tavshil. Beishamai said you can't do Chazorah. Beisilil said you can. Okay, you'll see we got two more versions here. We'll try to fit it into the Mishnah. Nothing's going to fit. That's the truth. Okay, lomazeh. Toshma. It's like, what's such a funny case? Beis kiris hamatimois. You have two two of them right next to each other like this. So you have two of these, right? Okay? Now, achas grufo ktum, achas shena grufo ktum. This one you didn't do anything to. This one is grufo ktum. Okay. That's fair enough. Mashin al gabe grufo ktum, vein mashin al shena grufo, vein ktum. On this one, which is grufo ktum, you can make sure here. This one is not. So that sounds like lishos tanan very much. Okay. Oh, now let's continue. Umahin mashin. What can you put down? Now here's a switch. In our Mishnah, it said, Beishame said chamin and not tafshil. Beisil said chamin vitafshil. It moves it over to the right one step. Beishame omrim velo klum. Beishame doesn't accept the heter and mashin. And Beisil omrim chamin avalo tafshil. So Beisil is like Beishame. Beishame moves over one more step to the right. Now, we had in our Mishnah that Beishame said no chazora. Beisil said yes. We move it over to the right. Everybody holds no chazora. Okar, you took it off on Shabbos. Divrei Hakol lo yazer. Divrei Remeir. That's how Remeir had the machloikas. Now, let's see Reb Yehuda's version. No, that's not like our Mishnah, clearly not. Because our Mishnah has Beishamai Chamin Velo Tavshil and Hillel both. This has Beishamai Zero and Beisilel Chamin Velo Tavshil. Our Mishnah had Beishamai no Chazor, Beisil, yes Chazor. This has everybody no Chazor. It's one step over to the right, if you want to look at it from the Mishnah. That's a Meir. Now let's look at Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Omer, Beishamai Yoimim, Chamin Avalo Tavshil, U Beisilel Omer, Chamin Vitavshil. That looks exactly like our Mishnah. Beishamai Yoimim, Noiklin Avalo Machzirin, U Beisilel Omer, Af Machzirin. Now, let's just think for ourselves a second here. If our Mishnah is talking about Lishois Tanan, then our Mishnah is exactly Reb Yehuda. That's exactly what Reb Yehuda. Remei is a little different. Okay, our Mishnah will be Reb Yehuda's version. If our Mishnah is talking about Lishois Tanan, this Mishnah is clearly talking about Shehiya. If our Mishnah is talking about Chazorah, but Shehiya is Mutter and Gansin, then it doesn't fit with either of these two, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. So let's see. E Amrit Bishmo Lishois Tanan. If you learn our Mishnah, Lishois Tanan, meaning the discussion in the Mishnah is about Shehiya, Shehiya need Gufo Ktum, then you have the Machlokes Beishami Beisilel. Then our Mishnah, second, Lishois Tanan, Masnis and Mani, Reb Yehuda. Okay, our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda. It is Machlokes Reb Yehuda Remeya. How to set up the Machlokes Beishami Beisilel. Our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda's version. It's exact duplicate. But that's if you say Lishois Tanan. Elei Amrit Laharzir Tanan. That means our Mishnah says is discussing Chazora only. Shehiya is Mutter and Gansin. You don't need anything for Shehiya. That's Hanani, right? In Masnis and Mani, who's the Mishnah? Lo Reb Yehuda, v'lo Reb Meir. It's not Reb Yehuda. It's not Reb Meir. Why? Let's see.
Hanani even a few of
correct. So then it doesn't fit with this at all, because this was definitely requires Gufa Ktuma for Shehiya in different levels. But according, if the Mishnah is what do you call Azan Hanani, then Shehiya is a freebie. You don't need anything. That's why it can't be. The Gemara will spell it out. E Reb Meir. Start with Reb Meir. Kashila Beishamai Bechodo, meaning what? You have one problem in Beishamai, so to speak. In the Mishnah, what does Beishamai say? Just what you said, that on an Eina Grufa you can put anything. Shehiya. What does he say? Even on a Grufa you can't put anything. Even on a Grufa, it's completely off. Beishamai is against Beishamai here. In the Chamin part. Ula Beis Hillel Betardi. Beis Hillel, you have two problems. First of all, in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel allows everything in Shehiya. You don't need anything. Here, even on a Grufa, Beis Hillel is only allowing Chamin. Number two, in Chazorah, you're off. Because the Mishnah says that Beis Hillel allows Chazorah. And this says, I'm sorry. Yeah, and Reb Meir says Beis Hillel doesn't allow Chazorah. So it doesn't fit. Beishamai is off by one. The Gruf of Tumah doesn't fit. Beis Hillel is off by two. The Gruf of Tumah doesn't fit. And the Chazorah doesn't fit. Oh, let's try Reb Yehuda. E Reb Yehuda, still Grashi Gruf of Tumah. It's still Shver Gruf of Tumah. Because according to Reb Yehuda, it's still Shver. The Mishnah says anything is Muta Shia without Gruf of Tumah. And here in Reb Yehuda, even with Gruf of Tumah, it is the machloikis. Beis Shammai says chamin. Beis Hillel says chamin. Beis Shammai says chamin. And Beis Hillel says chamin v'tavshel, but only on grufa. And the Mishnah says everything's mutter even without grufa. It still doesn't fit. In other words, if you go with Reb Meir, you're completely off. You're off the setup, the divizi chamin tavshil, you're off gufa naktumah. In Rabbi Yehuda, the setup is exactly the same. It's chamin velo tavshil, chamin v'tavshil, but it's off on the gufa ktumah business. He's allowing it on gufa ktumah, he's allowing it on not gufa ktumah. So lechura, if you go lishois tanan, the Mishnah doesn't fit with any of these two people. Says the Gemara, basically, enochanami. The Mishnah is a middle road over here. We can learn the Mishnah lahaus tanan. So the Mishnah basically is Rabbi Yehuda's setup. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the setup, meaning that Beshamay says chamin velo tavshil, and Beshil says chamin v'tavshil, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who has Beshamay at nothing and Beshil at chamin. So he's got Rabbi Yehuda's matrix, if you want to call it. That Beshamay allows chamin and not tavshil, and Beshilel allows both. And Beshamay doesn't allow Chazorah, Beshilel does allow Chazorah, but the Mishnah allows it even without Grufuk Tumah. And the Braisa only allows it with Grufuk Tumah. But Eino Chanami, the Mishnah is neither of these two people. It's a middle ground. Lo'olam Eimeloch Lahazit Tanan. I can learn Lahazit Tanan. Meaning she is Mutter and Gansan, like Chananya. V'tana Didan, Sovolok Reb Yehuda Bechoda. In one aspect, he's like Rabbi Yehuda. In what the machloik is chamin v'tavshil, not chamin v'tavshil, or no chazorah, yes chazorah, that he has the same setup as Rabbi Yehuda. But a polagalei b'chodah, because he's got it by ena grufa. I'm sorry, he's got shia by ena grufa, and he's got shia by grufa. Sovalo k'reb Yehuda b'chodah b'chamin v'tavshil v'notel l'machzirin. Meaning in that. That Beshamay says chamin and not tavshil, Beshil says chamin v'tavshil. Beshamay says no chazorah, Beshil says yes chazorah. In that, he's like Rabbi Yehuda. But polegalei b'chodo, the lutana didan sova lishis vav pishena gor v'kotu. Ohatana puts shehiyah without anything, and the machloek is by chazorah. Rabbi Yehuda sova b'lishis nami gor v'kotu, meini lo lo. Basically, the Gemara started saying, if you want to learn the Mishnah lishis dan, it's a shoo-in, it's just Rabbi Yehuda. If you learn lahaz itanan, it's a third tana, that's another. Nothing so terrible. Okay. So we still don't have an answer. We're never going to have an answer. That's the truth. We don't have a clear answer in the Gemara if this Mishnah Chananya or not. Don't say Machlokes Rishonim out of Paskin, because the Gemara doesn't come to a clear answer here. So now the Gemara takes a break. Comes a new question. We said we had three levels, so to speak. Well, really two levels. Sorry. We had Toicho and Gabo. Gabo meant, again, either on the ledge or on a grate. Toicha means in the oven. Now, let's just back. We had here, Reb Chamo told us, in terms of shini, it makes no difference. But in terms of chazorah, it does make a difference. You can't make chazorah, even with grufa ktumah, you can't make chazorah toich. Okay. Where's a third level now? Again, toich is more heat, nafish havel. That's the most heat in the oven. Then you have on top, less heat. Now that we discovered, we have a third level, which we call smicha. Nish for the rabbis. Smicha. Smicha means to put close. Meaning, you don't put your pot in the oven. You don't put your pot on the oven. You put your pot right over here. Next to the oven. Now, that's, of course, less heat. I mean, this is for it the way you normally cook. This is not. But you're getting heat. Don't forget, they didn't have insulation. It's not like some, I mean, the good ovens, they have good insulation. Mine doesn't. But in a good oven, you shouldn't put up any heat on the outside. But they didn't have that. You're talking about a klicheres wall. That's all you have, a piece of a clay wall. And inside you got fire. You can go ahead and heat through there for sure. So you could cook something. You could theoretically could cook something over there. It will get hot enough. But sof kol sof, it's nowhere near the gecholim. If our worry is gecholim, one could tie it. This is far enough away. This is already...
It's not touching.
Even if it's touching the wall, I don't care. But I'm not touching. I'm nowhere near the gecholim. I got a sprig wall between me and the Gechol. What's that? Is that different or is that not different? Meaning, let's go not like Hananya. Shehi is also, if you don't have Gufuk Tumah. Can I put it here though? Or let Hananya, you said Shehi is no problem, Chazorah is a problem. If you don't have Gufuk Tumah, you can't make Chazorah. But could I make it over here? Maybe this is a separate thing. Iboyulahu ma'u lismoichbo. That's here. That's for the normal ways of cooking. That's okay. That's a different story. It's no different. So, of course, if you're getting heating, you can cook something over there. Again, if you're far enough from that stove, from that heat, that it won't cook, that was not disgusting. That's nothing to talk about. We are close enough to cook your pot. I mean, you put something. You put something over here, it'll get warmed up. It will never cook if it sits there the whole Shabbos. That's not our problem. That's not what they're discussing. We're putting it here. It's going to cook. But it's far a little bit not the normal way of doing business. It's a change. So there might not be a problem of Kechita B'Gechol. Now again, this Kipshuto, Tois points out, this has nothing to do with our problem before. One second. This is Shiloh, where you hold like Hananya, you don't hold like Hananya. If you hold like Hananya, the Shiloh will be Chazorah. If you hold like Hananya, the Shiloh is by Chazorah, because she is Mutter altogether. But Chazorah, you need Guf Ketumah, so I'm asking by Chazorah. If you don't hold like Hananya, then the Shiloh is by Shiyah. It's important to know, because the Rith brings a Raya from this Shiloh that we pass here, not like Hananya. Because according to Hananya, he says it's Mutter. What's the Shiloh Smicha? Everything is Mutter. So Rishonim are very upset. That's not a Raya. Even if you hold that, like Hanani, you still have the Shiloh by Chazorah, by Shi, you don't have a problem because you can put it on top. Okay, whatever. Let's see what the Gemara says. Toshma, yeah. Why don't we say what?
Bigger problem, Shem Yechata, because it's not so hot. Dogs next to it makes it.
Yeah, that Cheshmin they never say. The further you are from the fire, the worse it is. As far as the fact it's unusual, you're not going to the Chatoim. As the Rashiva I learned by for 17 years used to say, you know, I got enough problems with what it says in the Gemara. You want to know why it doesn't say that? That's what I would say. Yeah, that's the question. Is it or isn't it? Yeah, but it's certainly not the other way. Can't be worse. Certainly can't be worse. That's the one I was basically asking. Is this basically like a built-in blech? Because the wall's there already. Well, no. It's not a blech because it is the oven itself. Okay, let's see.
Stoke the fire if you had it next to it, because then you would say, okay, I'll just, you know, if I wanted it hotter, I'll put it on top.
That's a possible svar. Okay. Let's see what comes out. This we're going to have an answer to. We'll take a few long. We're going to get an answer to this. Toshma. Shtei kiras hamatimais. We just had this case. What did we say? We said that if this is grufa ktuma, right, and the one next to it is not grufa ktuma, you can't put a pot down on this one. Why not? That's soymech. That's basically putting next to the same shaila. And I'm asking you if you can put it over here. So the Mishnah Brayah says you can't put it over here? That's my thought. Shtei ktiras hamatimas, we just added. Achas gufa ktuma, achas sheina gufa ktuma, mashin al gabi gufa ktuma, but. I'm sorry, the other way. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry, the other way. I'm sorry, the other way. I'm making a mistake. You can put it on the gufa ktuma. Fine, but that's also. It's next to the one that's not Grufuk Tumor. I said the wrong way. This one's not Grufuk Tumor. This one is. So you're allowed to put your pot over here. Why? Because this is Grufuk Tumor. But forget about this. This one's not Grufuk Tumor. This pot is next. My picture's not good here. This is the level, right? They're next to each other like this. You're telling me you can put a pot over here if you have a blech on this. Okay. But this doesn't have a blech. So this pot is next to this one. That's our shaila. Soimech. Can you put a pot next to something that doesn't have a blech? That's not Gufa Ktuma. So you're telling me you can? Because this one is not Gufa Ktuma. This pot is right next to this.
There's nothing in it.
No, they're both heated up. What do you mean? No, both of these ovens are running. Up and running. I can't put something here because it's not Gufa Ktuma. I can put it here. But putting it here is next to here. That's our shaila. Can you put it next to our oven? I forgot because solikle havlami idoch. Heat is coming from this one to this one, but you tell me it's mutter. Why? Because it's next to it. See, soymech is mutter. So come on, no riot. Dilma shiny hossam, this better. Came in the medallia sholet bo avira. It's up in the air. Here it's up in the air. So the heat coming from here is somewhat diffused in the air. I want to know if it's sitting right next to the wall, right next to the fire with a wall. Not up. Up here is mutter. Can I put it right next to it? Toshma, Domer of Saf, Omer Rav, Chia, Kitmo, he made a ktuma. It's up in the air. Yeah. With Lidoli. The Taitis check over there. What's that medallion? It's up in the air. Medallion. It's up in the air. Elevator, correct. Up elevator. He covered the coals with ashes. Then they re sort of lit. The din, we'll get to it more later. The din is that's still considered a ketumah. Since he did what you got to do, we still consider a ketumah. Look what it says. you can be soymech, and you can make shehiyah. Makayim is just another word for shehiyah. Noitlin mimena, you can take off the pot on Shabbos, a machzirin law. Meaning it's considered ketumah, even though one could taina, my ketumah was undone. I covered it with ash, and now it got stoked up. The gecholim yikataina, we're back where we started. It's not that way. The fact that I put the ashes down, that shows I'm not going to the gecholim. It's called ketumah. So since it's ketumah, you can make smicha, shehiyah, and chazorah. So what does it say here? You can make smicha because it's ketumah. Mashma, if it wouldn't be ketumah, you couldn't make smicha. Shmamino lismoichanami kotmo ein lo kotmo lo. It puts smicha together with shia and chazorah. You need the ketumah. The din is it's called ketumah. So that means smicha without ketumah. That was our trial will be also. Zog the gemara v'litai meich. What do you do at the end of the brisa? It says noitlin mimena. You can take the pot off on Shabbos. You also need ketumah for that. You can always take a pot off. That's not a problem, right? Obviously, that's not true. So why does it say noitlin over there? Elatona noitlin mishun machzirin. Since it says machzirin, it says noitlin, but it doesn't mean you need ketumah for noitlin. That's ridiculous. You don't need kotma for soim chemida. But since it said shia, it said smicha too. Tona soim chemishun mekaimit. Frank the Gemara, that's not such a good tzush telach me. Noitlin umachzirin, you have to say, because in order to make hazora, you have to first take it off. You can't make hazora unless you take it off. But smicha and shia have nothing to do with each other. Meaning it's to say you can't have one without the other. It doesn't make sense to say you can return the pot. You have to first say you can take it off and then return it. So there it had to say noitlin. Tona noitlin, mishum machzirin. Elohocha soimchin b'chad mokimu. But what does one have to do with it? Mechaim, mechad mokim, soimchin is one thing. Mechaimin is another. You wouldn't say you said smicha because you said mechaimin. It is a yashtikul raya. But it's not 100% a raya. Now we'll come to a clear raya that it's mutter. My havi Allah, what's lemaisa? What's lemaisa? Can you make smicha on an ainah groof of tumba? Toshma. Kiro shesikua begefes ubeitzim. Mefurish. Soimchin law, vein mekaimen, elenken groof of tumba. Mefurish. Smicha is muta without groof of tumba. That's the end of the discussion. That's why locha that way. Smicha is muta. Gecholim she'omim, one other point. You have coals. Omimu means they. They're starting to go out. Oshenosan oleo ne oireshel pishton dako. Soilus of the pishton, like some sort of a dust from pishton. Hareke tumah, that's good enough. You don't need a heavy thing for tumah, light covering of this dust, I don't know what you call it, from the pishton. Or just the fact that the gecholim are already on the way down, that's enough for tumah. Good, so the Gemara comes out that smicha is mut. Now, Taisa points out an important thing, Marshall. Let's say on our stoves, right? You have the top, the fire on, right? So you can't put something down directly on a fire, okay? Let me say we don't hold like Hananya for a while. You need a blech for shia. But what I'll do is I'll put the pot right next to the burner. I'll put the pot right next to the burner. That's soymech. You just told me for soymech. You don't need gufuk tumah. It says you can't. That you don't see from the Gemara. Because don't forget, the soymech in the Gemara, like you pointed out, between the fire and my pot, there's a cheres wall. You can't necessarily deduce from this Gemara that smich and our type of operation will be mutter. Because if you put a pot right next to the burner on the stove, there's nothing separating you from the fire. Says, from this Gemara, you can't know. It's a different question, if you have shenish, but you don't riot from this Gemara. This smich in the Gemara, there's always something serious separating your pot from the fire. That says it's muta. That other thing doesn't say it's muta here. The gippe pashtis here. Omer b'yitzir b'anachmeni. Omer b'yishir. Kut kit kot kot mochmeis v'huvaro. You put down ashes. And now the, like we had before, the came back. Okay. Mashin oleho, you can make shia. Chamin shehuchmu kol tzorkon. V'tavshu shebisho kol tzorkon. That's not Chananya. Chananya would allow by Machel Ben Dusoy, but he allows it by Kol Tzorko. This is a big asing on what level it becomes Mutter, but that's what he says right now. Okay? Now, Shmamino says the Gemara, Mitztamek v'yofalo Mutter. There's two levels, it's important, there's two levels in Kol Tzorko. Kol Tzorko means fully cooked. Now, fully cooked doesn't mean it's cooked to a crisp. I mean, fully cooked means it's the regular people will eat it. But there are different types of foods, the Gemara Machalik. Some things are called mitzdamik v'yofilo. Mitzdamik means it gets fakfetched, you know, like when you cook meat, it starts to shrivel. Some foods, when it's mitzdamik, it tastes better. You're better off. Some foods, mitzdamik, is ralo, it's bad for it. Okay. Now, obviously, mitzdamik, if it's mitzdamik v'ralo, there's less chash of shemuchit because you don't want it to go that far. Samik v'yofalo, even if it's fully cooked, you still have an interest in cooking it more. Okay. Says the Gemara, shmami no mitzdamik v'yofalo muta. Why? Because when he said called sarko, what did he mean? Did he mean mitzdamik v'yofalo, mitzdamik v'ralo? Kipshu Rashi says he must mean yofalo, or else what's the chiddush? Because water is of course mitzdamik v'ralo. Because when you get past the level, it starts to evaporate. Overcooking water is ridiculous. Nobody's overcooking water. Water is your classic mitzdamik v'ralo. So if he meant mitzdamik v'ralo, what did he add in tafshil over chamin? Well, Taisus says stam. Taisus holds that stam tafshil is mitzdamik v'yofalo, whatever. So he's talking about yofalo. So what should they do? It says here that it's mutter. Tavshel shabishul called sarko is mutter. Says the Gemara, what's going on with it? That's not, it can't be mutter without guf of ktumah. That's because this is ktumah. It's kotma v'huvaro. Shiny hocho, the kotma. Here you're talking, where is ktumah? Fashteitzach, it's mutter. That the question is, if it's ktumah, then anything is mutter. Once you make ktumah, you can put any part down there. The chiddush would be that if it's not ktumah, it would be awesome. Even if it's meaning not like Hananya. Okay. So the Gemara, I hochi mein lememra. If you consider this kotmah, so what's the chiddush? What are you telling me? If you have ktumah, you can put down a cooked pot. So I'm telling you, the chiddush is the negative, but the pasht sounds like there's a chiddush that it's mutter. The only chiddush here would be the reverse. That you're telling me a brice to that what? If it's ktumah, you can put a fully cooked pot down. Well, that's ridiculous. You can put anything down a ktumah. So I tell you what, it's an absurd Havamina. The Havamina was, the Chiddush was, that the inference that if it wasn't ktumah, it would be also even though it's fully cooked. Not like Hananya. In fact, but it's not mashman that way. It's mashman is a positive Chiddush here. That you're allowed to put down Bishul Kol Tzarko. That's l'chor no Chiddush if it's kotmah. Says the Gemara, that's goof for the Chiddush. Huvaro itzri chalei. The Chiddush is that this is called ketumah. Because this is kotmah v'huvaro. It was put Asher, and now it looks the way it looked before. So I could tie it. That's not ketumah. It came back to the way it was before. Ihochi maila memra huvaro itzri cholei mau the same. Mau the same. What's it? Yeah. Right. Mao the same caven the huvaro huadrulola milsa kamaisa, since the coals came back to life, it should be what it originally was, meaning it's not ktumo. Is komashmolo? No, that this is called ktumo. But you have no raya from here, bichla, what's the din by an ena ktumo? One second, yeah. What's that? Yeah. Your pasht is not. Yeah, forget the other one. Omer Rabbi B'chon, exactly repeat. Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Kotmo v'huva ramashin olei achamin shuhuchmu kol tzarkon. Tashim is called exactly the same thing. V'afil gecholim shel roisim. Even gecholim roisim is a type of wood which is hotter than most coals. So even the hottest coals, the Gemara is saying, is good by kotmo v'huva ro. But also the same mechanic. Shmamin amitzamik v'yofalo mutter. Again, the Gemara thought it's not ktumah, when you see it's mutter. Shiny hocha the kotma. Check my hochi my lemma, what's the chiddush? Huvaro itzri chalei. Meaning the chiddush that even though the coals came back, it's still called ktumah. Check my hainu hach. That's what the previous person said. What's he answering? Yecholim shorosim itzri chalei. He's adding on the added step that this is true even in very hot coals. Okay. Now, we got to be careful here because we're going to have, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, three different things on this omut. And Rashi points out this different Amorim b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. This happened to be just now Rabbi Yochanan. This Rabbi Yochanan now we just had obviously doesn't hold like Hananya, because he's saying when you have ketumah is mishal called tzarko muta, meaning without ketumah. Like you said, Bishkol Tzarko is also. He's not holding like Hananya, which is okay. We're now going to have a Rabbi Yochanan that says exactly like Hananya, mamish. So Rashi points out, it's never Rabbi Yochanan, so it's people in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This was Omer Rabba Bochonim Rabbi Yochanan. The next one's Omer Pshesh is Omer Rabbi Yochanan. This three-way machlok is really Amoroim, what Rabbi Yochanan said here. This next Rabbi Yochanan is straight Hananya, you'll see. Omer Pshesh is Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kirish is Sikua Begefes Ubeitzim, Mashin Oleho. That's exactly Hananya. She is no problem. Okar, if you took it off, lo yarzir achi yigro vashi nefer. That's exactly Hananya. Kosova masnisin laharzitnan. Avolishes mashin apishenigov enukotum. This Rabbi Yochanan is clearly Hananya, black on white. Ufaket toises Rashi. They paskin like Hananya based on this Omer Pshesh, some Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. That's understood. Oh, Frank, you have an interesting thing. What did Rabbi Yochanan just tell us? Basically, he told us Hananya. Basically, that's what he told us. I mean, basically, he told us Hananya. So Avraham says, what's the big deal? Tarvayu Tanini. Both of them are really Mishnayis. This is an interesting thing because it's a big asing in the Rishonim here. But forget about it. Our question is this Mishnah Hananya or not? We had a Mishnah before that's clearly Hananya. On Daf Yutet Amud Beis, the Mishnah said, you can't put bread into the tanner before Shabbos. That's gonna be enough time for it to brown on top. But if it's already browned, then it's mutter, even though there's no groof of ketumah here. Says the Gemara there, kamo, how much is yatsul mibadyoyim kemaychol ben drusoy? Itma nami omar vasi omar b'yoychen, kol shu kemaychol ben drusoy, emar tanya chananya oime, kol shu kemaychol ben drusoy, mutla shosa, gabi kira. This Mishnah is Hananya. That's for sure. It's a big asik in the Rishonim. What was the Gemara's question? Who this Mishnah is? This Mishnah is Hananya, so why shouldn't we assume this also is? It's a big asik in the psak. Why the Gemara is so concerned like that? But anyway, that's what he's telling him. You told me two things, Rabbi Yochanan. Basically, you told me what Hananya said, that she is Muta, and that Chazorin is Guf Tumah. Says Rava, both of those are Mishnayis. That she is Muta is the Mishnah over here. Lisha is Tanina, a nice to Sapas, but they had Tanarim Hachech, a Haror Gabi Gacholim, Elokidesha Yikaru Ponel, Hokar Muponel, which is equivalent to Michael Ben Dusoy in a pot. Shori, so that's a mission over there. Now you're telling me that Laharza, you need Grufuk Tumor? That's this Mishnah right here. That's our Mishnah. Laharza Namitanina, Basilil Homer Afmarzirin. When did they say that? Arkan, Lokoshoru, Basilil, Elabu Grufuk Tumor, Avoshena Grufuk Tumor, Loy. So, Rabbi Yochanan, basically, what are you telling me? She is Mutu without Grufuk Tumah. Chazorah needs Grufuk Tumah. Those are Mishnayis. The Mishnah Yutes says she is Mutu without Grufuk Tumah. This Mishnah says that Chazorah is Mutu only with Grufuk Tumah. What exactly did you tell me? Says the Gemara, you're right. But what he's coming to tell me is pshat in the Mishnah. It's not 100% clear. Rav Sheish is nami diyuk the masnitzin kama ashmalon. Rashi says, meaning this Mishnah. What did it say over there? It said you can't do it unless there's time for karmu ponel mashma. But if karmu ponel, it's okay. That's what it doesn't say that beferish. It's a diyuk. He's coming to tell me that's the right way to learn the Mishnah. What Taisa says, he's coming to tell me pshat in this Mishnah. That's what he's coming to say. We just had a blot discussion. Does this Mishnah mean Lishos Lahazah? He's coming to tell me that the Mishnah is Lahazitan. In Hanami, he's not saying any revolutionary things. He's basically setting up the Mishnayis. That both Mishnayis are Hananya. That's all he said. In Hanami. But based on that, Rashi, Tosfos, and Amoni, and Ozri showing the Paschal like Hananya, because we now have Rabbi Yochanan making a clear statement that Mishnah Mishnah back there that you can't argue with, and this Mishnah Hananya, that's it. Many people go with this, that's Hananya. And Rava seems to agree with him. Rava just says it's obvious. What'd you have to say it for? It sounds like Rava's agreeing with him. Rava's a big play in Psak Halacha. Okay, now. But now the Gemara turns around. Now people hold differently. Omer Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan. Now to another Rabbi Yochanan, you'll see, says different again. This Rabbi Yochanan was Chanani. This Chanich is not. Kirish is Kuba Gevesu Beitzim. Mashin Ole Tavshish Obisha called Sarko. So Shanish Chananya. The previous Rabbi Yochanan is Chananya, meaning she is Mutter no matter what. Now he's saying you need called Sarko. That's a very different story. Shemishal called Sarko, Vachamishal called Sarko. Vafilim Itzamek Viyofalo. He will allow. Without Grufa Ktumo, you need called Sarko, even Yofalo, but that he allows. So it's not Chanan, that's the order system in Rabbi Yochanan. Oma Leyahu Midirabon and Lerav Shmuel by Yehuda, Horavu Shmuel Damri Tarvayu, Mitztamek Viyofalo Osa, Demor Machmir. They allow only without a Blech, Shia, if it's called Sarko, Mitztamek Viralo. Mitztamek Viyofalo, they won't allow. That's a question, that's if you're out of Chananya. Let's say, without Chananya, you need a blech. But how far do you go? At some point it becomes mutter, even without Chananya. So Rabbi Yochanan basically is saying it becomes mutter, even at Yofalom, it's called Tarko. And Rav and Shmuel are saying that it becomes mutter only by Ralo. The only thing you're allowed to put that one on a blech is something that's fully cooked, and it's stomach viralo. The most of the Rambam and the Rif, who paskin not like Chananya, paskin all the way l'chumer, like Rav and Shmuel. The only thing that we'll allow it on a blech is mitzamek viralo. Oh, so you're telling me, Rav Yochanan said yofalo is mutter. Rav and Shmuel both said yofalo is also. Omar Leisi said them otu lesa no yoda. You think I don't know that? The Omar Yosef, Omar Yudam, and Shmuel, the name of Shmuel mitzamek viyofalo also. That's not what I said. I said Rav Yochanan said it's mutter. I said from Rav Yochanan it's mutter. You tell me, yeah, Rav and Shmuel said it's also. I know that too. I'm telling you, Rabbi Yochanan said it's mutter. That's all. Kiko amina loch le Rabbi Yochanan ko amina. So like a machloikis taken. Omale Rav Ukva mimeishan le Rav Ashi. Atun the mekaviso le Rav Shmuel. You people who are close with Rav and Shmuel, aviduk Rav and Shmuel. You have to do like Rav and Shmuel. Meaning you have to be machmir. So mitzamek viyovel he can't put down without a blech. You need ralo. Anan navik Rabbi Yochanan. We can be meikel like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, you see here right away an interesting thing. You have a discussion, lemais, among these people. They're clearly not holding like Chananya. This discussion is only in the world outside of Chananya. In Chananya, everything's mutter what I love, Michael Ben Rusoy. This is a wait for those Rishonim who paskin like Chananya. You know, Tosfos and Rashi wrap it up. Rabbi Yochanan finished the discussion. He holds Chananya. And that's the end of the story. Say the Rishonim, it's not true. Because after that comes a whole discussion of Amorim, this way, that way, details. But they're all not like Chananya. Faked, you see the Gemara at the end is swinging against Chananya. Okay. Omale Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. He asked him out of the blue. Ma'u lishois. Can I make, meaning, do I hold like Chananya? Don't I hold like Chananya? Can I make Shia without Gufuk Tumo? Or not? It's a very interesting Gemara. It's like the Gemara finished the discussion, we reopened the discussion. Omalei, Rav Yehuda Mashalei V'Yochel. Rav Yehuda did it. He made Shia without Gufuk Tumo, and he ate. Omalei Bar Minei de Rav Yehuda. I'm not asking you about Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a choyle at that point. He could cook on Shabbos. They bring me a raya from Rav Yehuda. I'm asking, can you make Shia without Gufuk Tumo? Zogs Tamir. Rav Yehuda did it. Rav Yehuda was sick. Rav Yehuda could have cooked on Shabbos. Let's bring a raya from Rav Yehuda. They came to the Mesukin who? Afilu b'Shabbish Nami Shari Lameh Badlei. For Rebuta, we could have cooked on Shabbos. I want to know for normal people. I'm asking a Shaila Loka. Zogs to me, Achele Shem Mesukin, make Shia when I grew for Tumah. That's not what I'm asking you. Leave a loch for you and me, my, what's the din? Omalei, Besura Mashu. In Surah, they used to make Shia. They went Chanan Yedek. Do Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Mori Do Uvdo. Rashi says Medaktik B'Maisav. He was very frum. He was very careful. And yet Mori Do Avdo Uvdo Umashu Leva Ochel. He made Shia without Gufuk Tumah. He ate it. That's Charayitz Muta. Omer Rav Ashi Koim Nekame De Rav Huna. I was once by Rav Huna. The Shoyin Lady made Shia on Kasa Da Harsana V'Ochel and he ate it. So I saw him make Shia on Kasa Da Harsana. But now I'm not sure why. Now we're going the other way. It's certainly not Chananya. But the lo yedana imishum de kosova mitstamik viyofelo muta. It was cooked called sarko. He did it with called sarko. But is he now again in that world? We have a machloikis in that world. We have a machloikis of Yochan, Rav, and Shmuel. Rav Yochan said yofelo is muta as long as it's fully cooked. Rav Shmuel said even if it's fully cooked, I'm not going to let you do it unless it's mitstamik viralo. So he says I'm not sure. Did he do it because he holds like Rav Yochanan that yofelo is muta? Or he did it because he holds Kasa de Harsana is Ralo. He's really Mach, but he happens to hold Kasa de Harsana. Kasa de Harsana is some sort of fried fish with flour. The Gemara is going to say that flour is usually Ralo. We'll see. Imishum, they came to Israel, Michor has flour with stopping. Viralo, who I wasn't sure, I don't know. So I didn't have clear why he was Mata. Was he Mata Biofalo? Or he's machmen that you need rala, but he happens to hold that since there's flour in the kasdash, so no, it's rala. Omer Rav Nachman, this is not Rav Nachman, this is Rav Nachman now, a new statement. Mitztamek v'yofalo osa, mitztamek v'ralo muta. That's like Rav and Shmuel before. See, it's interesting, that's the final statement of the Gemara. So the final statement of the Gemara sounds not like Hananya. It's a ping-pong game here, Porsche. That's what he's showing. That maybe there's a confusion in how to pass. It's very strange Gemara. You have like a clear statement from Rabbi Yochanan and Rovo, and then the Gemara starts, opens up the conversation. Then you have a Voma Roma hold like Hananya. Then the final Amram don't hold like Hananya. So it's a very, very unclear how to pass in here. Klo, meantime, the Gemara is giving us some rules. What's called Yofalo? What's called Ralo? Klo le de Milso. Called the Isbe Micho, anything that has flour in it, the Gemara held overcooking is not good. Mitzdamik Viralo, Libar, except for Tafshel the Lifter, turnips. Da'afogav the Isbe Micho, even though you have some sort of a stew with turnips, and even though there's flour in there, usually flour makes Mitzdamik Viralo, if it's turnips, even though there's flour, there's Mitzdamik Viofalo. Vehani Mile, that's all if Isbe Bissit is meat in there, then we say it's Yofa. Avalesle, Bisra is mitstamek viralo. Who? Nogazam. And even when there's meat there, so usually we say meat is mitstamek viyofalo. Well done is better. V'chiyispe bisra nami lo amoron eladil kaboy lo liorchim. I don't need it. I don't need choshev pieces for my orchim. But if I need to put out choshev pieces of my orchim, then it's mitstamek viralo because I don't want it to get fakfetched at the end. Meantime, ends the Gemara. Lifta, some sort of a food made out of figs. Dice of cereal. Tamre is dates. Mitstamek v'ralo.